Hello. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. It's Donna and Steve. Steve's not here. He's in New York.
Somebody, you know what? Pequot Lakes or something.
Oh, yeah, he's there. Right. Spot. That's right. Somebody just landed in New York. That's why I said that. The name of the restaurant for the Alfredo
Cavallacci. Funghi.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I already told him it was Cibo e Vino.
Oh, you remembered.
I'll never forget. I tried to go there when I was in New York, but it was closed when I needed it most.
Well, that's too bad. Sorry, Rocco. I feel for you.
Are you getting? What can we do to make your show better, Donna?
We could talk about music.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Hi. You like Post Malone? Now Matt's crabby.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Matty V. Just be Buddy Boo.
I just could not hear Rocco. Thank you.
You couldn't?
I couldn't. I was trying to actually listen, and I couldn't understand everything.
Oh, really?
Which part?
No, it's fine. We're good. We're fine.
You were talking about John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
I couldn't follow, and I was... Sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry, Donna. It's all right.
Post Malone, big fan. He's raised over $200,000 through a charity streaming event called Gaming for Love.
Huh.
He did 4 streams playing. Do you guys know Apex Legends?
No, what's that?
Are you not a gamer?
I'm not really a gamer.
Well, each stream benefited a different charity. And so it's live stream gaming, okay? And you basically see the player's screen with a webcam video of the player in a corner.
Mm.
And so in this case, you get to see Post screen with a live webcam of him in the corner. Got it? And then he played for Human Rights Watch, Project Hope, United Way, and the Trevor Project. And all these events took place last month. And I think you can check him out on YouTube if you're like an Uber fan.
Hmm.
On the Gaming for Love channel. But, you know, he raised a lot of money, and that's really cool by doing something fun.
I think people love to watch people do that because they're celebrity. He's a celebrity.
Correct.
But when you're watching him play a video game and, like, get frustrated or celebrate when something goes right or whatever, he's human, too, you know? And,
right.
And so it's a way to relate to somebody who's, like, you know, kind of seems untouchable as a celebrity.
Correct.
So I could totally get into that. That would be fun to see him do that.
Me likey.
Yeah.
Okay, in other music news, Reba McEntire is warning her fans that there are fake social media accounts pretending to be her right now. And she's putting out a warning saying, hey, be aware of scams. The only profiles that I have are at Reba, and they all have blue check marks. So keep that in mind. She said she would never ask you for your bank account info. So that is another sign that this is a fake account. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, if you tweeted at me and said, what's your bank account number? I mean, I would be immediately suspicious.
Right. Like, hey, send me your bank account info.
What's your routing number again?
Right.
No. You know, and you know, whatever. I mean, right. If Rihanna tweets at me or something, like, no star is going to ask you for that.
So correct.
Good job, Reba. Clear it up.
We love you, Reba. You're my best friend. Lady Gaga has made it official. She is going to be starring opposite Joaquin Phoenix in Todd Phillips' sequel to The Joker. Have you seen the original?
Nope.
Joker? Oh, no.
You know, it took me forever, but I finally did. I watched it this year on an airplane. I liked it a lot, actually. Oh, you weren't asking me?
No, I am.
Did you see it?
No. Joker?
Yeah.
I saw it twice. Ooh, I just watched it again recently.
That good?
I liked it better the first time. I don't recommend watching it again.
I liked a lot about it, and I see why he won the Oscar. But ultimately, I think it wasn't fully baked. I don't know. It was pretty great, though, at times.
It is, and it's also slow the second time. And I only watched it again because I wanted a friend to see it. So we watched it at my cabin, and I just think the way they presented it in a real-life kind of way was super smart. Because there is, like, this mental health crisis going on in our country.
Oh, for sure.
And they address it, and it's like, just really a unique way of telling that story. But anyway, Lady Gaga is going to be starring opposite him in the sequel. And she went on Twitter and she said, yep, that's basically it. There is a little, is it an animated teaser, I believe?
I didn't watch it. I heard it was kind of musical, right?
It says it's a short animated teaser.
Hmm.
So anyway, are you into the Marvel stuff or the DC comics and all that?
Not particularly, but I'm open to it. Yeah. But I didn't, I don't know. I didn't see or hear what you're talking about here.
Okay. Sorry. Well, I don't know if she's playing Harley Quinn or what, but anyway, I think she's come a long way too. I think she's a really fine actress.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Or she's becoming goodness, a fine actress. Did you see A Star Is Born?
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, that's sad at the end. Holy moly.
Wow. Yeah. That's real dark.
That's a dark one. And then she was in one of the episodes of American Horror Story, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Early season one. It was the weird one with like the hotel.
It was Hotel, actually.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I couldn't watch it because it was so gory. Well,
they tend to be. American Horror Story gets gruesome. But I thought she was good in that. Like, I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah, she was believable, I would say.
Yes.
Do you watch those, Rocco?
Not really. I don't like scary things. I did just watch the trailer for Joker. It is animated and musical. It's basically just some old-timey version of Cheek to Cheek playing while they announce it's Phoenix, Gaga, Joker, Folia Du, or something like that. I'll have to ask Tony in France how to say it. But October 4th, 2024. I'll watch it. She's great. And I like Joker enough to see what the next one is.
I do too.
I thought it was smart at times, you know?
Rocco,
like, what?
We should go together.
This show won't be on the air in October of 24, but sure.
What? Did you look into the crystal ball or something?
Well, Donna's going to retire. Steve's going to rocket to the stratosphere.
How old do you think I am?
And I'll be making commercials in a back room somewhere for Crescent Tide.
I can't retire. I'm a one-man show.
This casino tour is like booked out for decades.
Yeah, at least another 10 for sure.
Okay, then we'll do it.
All right.
Me, you, and Steve, October 24.
Matt.
I mean, I can.
Save a seat
right,
for
Sarge.
You
know,
are you going to smack me
now? No, we love you.
I don't know.
All right, we got to go.
Do we?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. But
when we come back,
you need to apologize to our listeners.
And not because I asked you any questions.
Oh, no, they're going to pounce any minute.
Yeah, that's coming. No, this is something else from earlier in the week. I really thought I knew what something was, and I even explained it the way I thought I knew. It turns out that's not the right thing. So I'll clear that up. It's a little math left.
Okay.
Lesson.
All right. We'll get to that. And also the best mindless TV shows for when you're throwing in a load of white. Coming up next on My Talk. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
We really do.
Donna and Steve without Steve, because he's not here.
Don't worry, he'll be back on Monday.
That's Matt Belanger.
I know.
In the house, telling lies.
Steve Light. Listen, people. So Steve put me on the spot. Well, I forget how it came up, but it was Monday. And we start talking about the Pythagorean theorem. You remember, Rocco, were you here for that?
I was. I turned my mic off and went away for a little bit.
Well, yeah, most people do when you start talking about A squared, B squared, whatever.
And if you don't know what Matt is talking about, I'll tweet this for everybody because
He did a video.
I'll get it out there.
Thank you, Donna. In the meantime, I'm apologizing because I like to deal in fact. As a newsman, it's my job to get it right. And I don't like making mistakes. But for some reason... Now listen, and I'm also like the creative brain writing side and the, you know, musicals, you know, I don't know math. I was on slow.
Musicals.
I was on the slow.
Musicals.
The slow math track in school. Okay. Didn't excel. Took AP English.
Hey, what's your handle?
Slow math track. I don't know. Find me, Matt, but whatever. Just look for the check mark.
Check mark. Okay.
I tweeted at you and I asked for your routing number. Sorry. What I'm trying to say is I'm sorry because I totally made up a big pile of BS about the Pythagorean theorem.
Tell us what you originally told us.
So I have, it's not that I, this was not malicious. I genuinely thought that the Pythagorean theorem, and the math teachers all across the area are all face-palming for me because it's about triangles, and I thought it had to do with the you know, the degrees of the angles of the triangle, like the corners of each corner of the triangle on the inside. And I rattled off some garbage on Monday about that. That's not what that is, okay? It's actually about the lengths of the sides of the triangle. And so what the thing is, you know how there's always like a long side when you have a triangle that has a right angle in it?
Sure.
So it's like there's like the little 90-degree angle down the corner, and then you got the long side that kind of is the slanted side, almost like the roof, you know, your roof of your house.
Okay.
That's the hypotenuse, by the way. And so you can figure out the length of that long side by adding up the other two sides.
Okay.
So that's all it is.
So add up the length of the other two sides, and you'll have the length of the longest side.
Correct. The one the side that's opposite the right angle of the triangle. So now I have been correcting the record about this mathematical subject. This is not what you'd usually hear on this channel, and I recognize that.
Why do you know this?
I feel like at no point I heard the phrase A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Couldn't we have just started with that and
but I think
maybe
that's
ended with that?
Confusing, though, isn't it? And
it's fine.
Yeah,
it's all right, man.
Please don't tell your children not to listen to us for mathematical equations.
No, listen,
theorems,
even before
formulas.
My error, Rocco, this is not the channel to listen to for homework help.
Please no, please no,
not at all.
If you want to know who John Legend is married to or what Kanye's up to, keep it locked right
where
here.
Your spot, yeah. So anyway, thanks everybody.
All right, I just tweeted it out. I'm video. At Valentine Donna if you want to follow me on Twitter.
Did you find me and tag me? It's just at Matt Belanger.
Yeah, I said watch Matt Belanger explain the whatever theorem and try not to fall asleep.
Okay. The bell at the end is watch till the end because there's a little
funny.
There's your face you make and then
that's great. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so have a list. Let's make a list. All right, so the list.
Let's make a list.
Thank you, Rocco.
Right on time.
Yeah, it was. It was just like smooth as glass up
this
in here.
Is cool because this is a list of the best mindless background TV shows for multitasking. Some shows require your full attention, right? And some you could just, you know, have on in the background. Like, I disagree with this, but number one on the list.
Number one.
Is Your Network.
Uh-oh. ABC, baby.
2020.
What?
Background noise? 2020's background noise? No!
That's what Business Insider is saying. You know what I like about 2020 versus Dateline? It's a little more light. The way the story is told is a little more...
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying. It's still
campy.
Like usually crimey and serious subject matter and dramatic. It just dramatized or whatever that word might be. But
dramatized.
Thank you. Musicals.
Pythagorean theorem.
Oh, drink your coffee, honey.
It's
so,
water. Thanks.
But the. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's a little more, less like dun-dun-dun kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a little,
But I think you can listen to that show. Like, I think if the point here is that you have to be leaned in staring at the screen, or will you get it if you just hear it?
Sure.
And I think if you hear it, I could see them making that case with this show.
Yep, so that's number one. Then we have Futurama.
Number two. What is that? Is that a cartoon?
It's like a sci-fi comedy, maybe, Rocco?
Something Rama?
Was it Futurama?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Matt Groening.
I said Futurama.
Oh yeah, it's
you said Futurama. How'd you say it? Futurama.
I can't remember what I said.
I think it's Futurama.
But yeah, it's like, you know, a cartoon about, you know, the future and space and this and that. I never really got into it, but I know like Holly Roberts digs it.
Okay, Wife Swap is on the list. I don't know if that's
is that
on
even
anymore.
A show.
Wife Swap.
Anymore?
No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
But I mean, I bet there are, you know, episodes streaming somewhere. Yeah. Don't you think somebody bought them?
Remember when we talked about Project
Down and
Dirty
Wife Swap?
I have a Wife Swap story. One of my partner Kyle's favorite episodes of Wife Swap is, and I'm not going to say much, but if you have time on your hands and you want to watch a show and you want to be blown away, there's this one, just Google it. It's the God Warrior episode. and this woman. Oh, yeah. Do you remember?
That.
Do you remember?
I do remember them.
I watched a lot of them. So
she was just this woman who was like screaming, and she believed she was like doing a lot of things out of like religious righteousness, but she like. She thought everything had the devil in it. That this at the house that she went to, you know what I mean? She's like, "Don't touch that knife. The devil's in there." You know, it was, and she.
Blew, I missed that.
And
one.
They, and you know, the producers of this show like purposely picked two people who would like drive the other families crazy.
Right.
So this other family's like, you know, crunchy granola, like total hippies, no religion, and she's like, "They're pagans. They're out in the yard, and they're gonna the devil's gonna get you." I mean, it was just there was a lot. So
wow.
Anyway, the God Warrior episode. It's old. It's 4x3. It's from way back in the day. But
you know what I really liked was Celebrity Wife Swap.
Oh yeah.
They used to take like I don't know Eric Roberts and his wife swapped with. I don't know if they swap with another celebrity couple or a regular couple. I can't remember. But
this is that lady.
I was like,
"This is the
oh,
lady." Do you remember her?
My God, no!
Now this is why I brought it up, because if you know what I'm talking about, people, you remember this episode. This lady is unforgettable.
She looks like the lady who you remember, Rocco. The lady who did. Oh my God, she was in the campgrounds and she was singing. Oh gosh, what's the rapper's name?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The female rapper.
Yeah, this is it.
Missy Elliott song. Yeah.
Then and you imagine her being like, "I dispel you in the name of the Lord and Satan, get out of that television or whatever."
Oh my
I mean,
God.
It was it's a fact. Anyway, I'm sorry. I totally
that's okay.
Your list.
Ted Lasso, Charmed, Emily in Paris, Love on the Spectrum, The Office, Shark Tank, The Great British Baking Show, all good shows to watch while you're throwing in a load.
I love Emily in Paris.
Yeah, that looks really cute.
It is.
I gotta watch that. Okay. All right, we're back. Thank you for listening. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. We got a caller on the line. You ready, Maddie B?
Yeah.
Let's play.
It's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host.
DJ Rock Lobster. Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
I want to celebrate National Underwear Day.
Oh, hooray!
Yay.
To those who celebrate.
I hope we all are. maybe not, whatever. Let your
it is Friday.
Flag fly.
Yeah, whatever.
I've picked out three movies with underwear scenes. Actually, two movies and a TV show with underwear scenes, and I'm going to quiz y'all on them.
I love your brain, Rocco.
Why, thank you.
I love your brain.
here to play along is Robert. Or perhaps Robert, if he's from France.
Are you Robert or Robert?
Robert.
he's like, there is no question about this.
Did you say Robert is from France?
My wife calls me Bert. Just trying to get my attention in like a crowded mall.
That's cute.
Oh God, we just sounded like weirdos laughing there.
That's very funny.
Bert! Okay. Oh, who are you going to go with, buddy?
Since Steve's not there, second Steve, I'm going to go with Donna.
Woo! Thank you, Bert.
Well, there goes Maddie B. Okay. Leaving the premises.
You have to leave. Sorry, Matt. I love you.
Do you, though?
It's not you.
Okay,
it's me.
It's not you. It's me.
No, it's actually you. No, I'm kidding. Come on. Matt's mad at me today. I don't know why.
Who's to say, really? This is going to be fun.
What does that even mean, Rocco?
I don't know.
You're just saying random expressions. Who's to say, really?
All right. How was that different than every other
I don't know.
Day?
Robert, please stand by.
Yeah, he's going to stand by.
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
What is this? The song's about underwear?
These are two TV shows and a movie with underwear scenes. I want you to tell me the names of the show.
Okay, ready.
And movies.
Risky Business.
In what movie does Anthony Michael Hall hold up Molly Ringwald's underwear?
Who, by the way,
okay,
is in The Bear. Molly
Ringwald.
You're
right, very briefly.
Yes, very briefly. Anyway,
yes, you're right.
He holds up her underwear.
In the boys' bathroom as supposed proof that he scored with her. What movie are we talking about there?
I think it's Pretty in Pink.
In Back to the Future, Leah Thompson's character calls Michael J. Fox's character what name?
Calvin.
Okay. And on Friends, Season 2, Episode 24, the one with Barry and Mindy's wedding, what character walks down the aisle with her bridesmaid's dress tucked into orange underpants?
Oh, shoot. Would that be Phoebe? That's too spot on. Shoot. Phoebe, unless Robert disagrees. Thank
okay.
you.
Ding, ding, ding.
Maybe it was 16 candles. Ooh. Is it 16 candles or Pretty in Pink? Robert!
You know, somebody's going to yell at us that I'm not allowed to take that answer.
All right, whatever. All right, so we'll just, say anything. We'll just let Robert make all the changes. I will say nothing.
All right, Robert, let's go over it. In what movie does Anthony Michael Hall hold up Molly Ringwald's underpants in the boys' bathroom as supposed proof he scored with her?
I'm going to go with Pretty in Pink with her on that one.
Okay.
Okay. In Back to the Future, Leah Thompson's character calls Michael J. Fox's character what name? A name brand she sees on his purple underwear. Yep, Donna said that. Okay, gotcha. And then on Friends, Season 2, Episode 24, the one with Barry and Mindy's wedding, what character walks down the aisle with her bridesmaid's dress tucked in to her orange underpants?
That seems like Rachel would be mortified more than Phoebe, so I'm going to go with Rachel.
Okay, love it. Rachel it is. Good day. Okay. All right, hi. Oh, don't say anything.
Here he comes.
All right, come on in, Matt. Hi, Matt. Hi, Matthew. How are you? Matt's in a mood. Yes, you were claiming I was in a mood, and I was just in a fake mood. Mine wasn't even a real mood.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. You're my best friend.
It's Friday, and we're all barely hanging on.
I knew you weren't really mad at me, Donna, when you turned around, went home, and got those chicken drummies out of the garbage for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm.
Okay, let me lose. Let's go. Time for me to lose.
Okay,
gracefully.
Matt, these are questions about two movies and a TV show that involve underpants.
Okay.
We'll start with this one. In what movie does Anthony Michael Hall hold up Molly Ringwald's underpants in the boys' bathroom as supposed proof that he scored with her?
I don't know. No clue.
In Back to the Future, Leah Thompson's character calls Michael J. Fox's character what name?
Calvin!
Okay. And on Friends, Season 2, Episode 24, the one with Barry and Mindy's wedding, what character walks down the aisle with her bridesmaid's dress tucked into her orange underpants?
I mean, I don't know. The character's name?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm terrible at this. Sorry. I think I can... Is it Jennifer Aniston's character? I don't know her name, though.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Let's go to the answers.
Did you hear? He's like, well, dang.
The first one, the Anthony Michael Hall one, Matt had no answer. You guys were pretty confident it was Pretty in Pink, but it was 16 Candles.
Darn it! Oh, Robert!
Oh, did you have a big back and forth on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Darn it.
You guys both nailed the Back to the Future one. It was Calvin.
Calvin.
I just watched that last weekend with the fam. It was great.
Cute.
Yeah.
And then...
Marty.
I'll give Matt a half a point for saying
Jennifer Aniston's character. Right.
But I will give Robert and Donna a full point for saying Rachel. That means they win 2-1.5.
Woo!
Robert gets that t-shirt. Sorry, we do not have My Talk underwear as far as I know.
But we should.
We really should.
I want
some My Talk underwear like Ellen used to give out.
Yeah, that's right.
And we could be like, would you like boxers or briefs?
We're not going to give out briefs. Are we? We're just going to give out boxers so the ladies can wear them too.
Oh, there you go.
But we don't have them. Don't overpromise. But yeah, way to go, you two.
Oh, fine. Bye.
I should look up what Kaylee said yesterday because that's going to be another point for Donna.
That's right. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Suck it, Matt.
As of yesterday, it was 37:30, which means it's now 37:31.
You're catching up. You need Steve to take a week off, and then you'll be ready to go.
You're right. I do.
Cool. Well, I'll go talk to Robert.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Send him that T-shirt. You guys do whatever you want.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I have a couple of things.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll save one thing.
Okay, all right.
And I will tell you about the best songs to play for your dog. Thank you.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 What are you
Okay, hey guys.
I'm not an infant. You're like making faces at me like you're trying to get a baby to smile.
Because I want you to smile.
I am so interested in what you're going to say about the dog songs here.
Okay, so these are the top 10 songs to keep your dog calm in the car.
I feel like I need this.
And one song to never play.
Ooh. Whoa. Okay.
Oh, it's funny. I think you actually brought up this song.
Did I really?
Earlier
by
today. Yes.
Oh, God. Dogs everywhere are recoiling after that noise.
Yeah,
just
that is
made.
The worst song. Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. I said, no, so probably not.
Shut up, Rocco. Nobody's talking to you.
Is it really? Okay. I don't want to Zepsplain to you.
It's not Led Zeppelin?
Well, no, it's not Black Dog. Dog it's like different. That.
Oh. That's like, come from the land of the ice and snow. That's an immigrant song, is it?
Ooh. Yes, you're right. Okay. But how does Black Dog go?
It's been a long time since the rock and roll. Isn't that how that one?
I think you're right. Okay. So the worst songs are...
Like, I don't know.
It's Back in Black, Paranoid by Black Sabbath, Chop Suey by System of a Down, and Duality.
No, that's a hey, Mama said the way you move.
Gonna make you sweat.
Dogs don't like that, huh?
I'm not a good Zepsplainer, I guess.
What are the soothing songs?
How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees.
How deep is your love?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's not how it
goes.
Really,
no, that's the new one.
How deep is your love?
It doesn't go anything like that.
I listen to this one.
Yes. Oh, so good, Rocco.
Remember, did you watch the documentary on HBO Max? When that song comes on and like the original co-songwriter talks about it, it just brings tears.
What was it about again?
The song?
Yeah, like why did it bring... You mean the song itself brings tears.
Yeah, I believe they brought on like a co-writer or something. And, you know, that song changed his life because he made $1 billion on it, you know?
Oh, it's
and
so
he
good.
Just talks about the inspiration he got for it and his wife and he loved her or something like that. Maybe I'm BG-splaining this
That's
wrong,
fine.
Too. My mind is not
All right,
that sharp
I listened to this song yesterday, No Woman, No Cry.
Oh, that's a good one.
Marley. Bob.
Matt McMillan. Yeah. Hey, who's that reggae guy?
Bob. Yep.
Everything I do it for you.
Do you remember that one? Was that three guys singing? Or was that just Brian Adams?
That's Brian Adams.
Oh, it was All for Love. I'm terribly at explaining songs today. I was, because that was from like Robin Hood or something.
Yes, All for Love. Was. Okay.
It's like Sting and
Sorry,
Brian
that's
Adams
not the song I'm talking about. Just everything I do.
I'm
I
just
do
gonna
it
be
you.
Quiet.
Okay.
I'm getting them all wrong.
I wanna know what love is.
I wanna know what love is.
Foreigner.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Remember they brought in a choir? Like a gospel choir to like bring it home.
For the video, you mean?
That keeps
for the song. I wanna be who love is.
That keeps dogs calm.
Yes.
I was singing, by the way, I was singing the EDM, How Deep Is Your Love? Calvin Harris and Disciples. No, it was. It's a thing. Whatever. So, sorry about that.
Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I would argue anything by Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Is soothing for canines.
I love Pink Floyd so much.
You should have gone to the Roger Bonner Show last
you
week.
You should have invited me.
I didn't know. You don't
know.
Like to go outside of your home.
That is very true.
We're all fighting so much today.
No, we're just playing.
What's in the air?
1 in 10, UB40, Hounds of Love by Kate Bush.
Oh, cute.
Oh.
Okay, wait. UB40 had a song that wasn't
Hounds of Love?
Red Wine. Yeah, it's called One in Ten. I'm going to live.
Do you have any idea how that song goes? Because I don't.
It goes one in ten, one in ten.
Wow.
Now do the Kate Bush song.
Look at Kate Bush's hair. Oh, my. Remember that?
Yeah, vaguely.
Oh, yeah. It was big.
She was cool.
Yeah.
Is this one in ten?
Yeah.
Feels like good.
One in ten.
Good hold
one
music.
One in ten.
Kick it. Ooh, cue the horns.
Cue the bassoon, baby.
All right, now sing Kate Bush, Hounds of Love.
All right, that goes like this. Hounds of love. Hounds of love.
You look like you're literally having an aneurysm.
Well, thanks for saving me. All right, Rocco's going to look up Hounds of Love. Desperado by the Eagles, Many Rivers to Cross by Jimmy Cliff, and Your Love is King by Sade. I wasn't too off. Hounds of Love.
Yeah, she does have the vibrato going on.
Hounds of Love.
She does hit the vibrato.
Hounds of Love.
Can you just picture Steve? Because Steve loves running up that hill, and he's like in love with Kate Bush. Can you imagine him listening to like another song by Kate
Bush?
No,
I don't. He's a very interesting dude. Like, never in a million years would I think that he liked that song. Mm. It just seems so new wavy 80s. Maybe that's why he likes it.
I think, did you watch the Stranger Things episode where it hits or whatever? Because maybe it just hits at the right.
That could be at the right point. Yeah.
Like, oh, this sounds so great. It sounds so 80s.
Yeah, it's great.
But my boy has been listening to that a ton. My boy has been listening to that and The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Which
great
is from
song.
Stay or, oh, no,
so
no.
Now I'm trying to get him into like 80s, you know, punk, like the Ramones.
I like that. That should be our Friday song.
Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it today.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. We got some food news when we come back. Also, something very cool happening on Broadway. A very, very iconic role.
A first ever.
It's a first ever. Yeah. It's a first ever. We'll tell you all about it when we come right back on My Talk. Maddie B from TV.
I'm at least like 3/4 of a fill-in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a whole Steve, but I fill the seat enough.
And we thank you for it.
And I nod and I react and I ask you questions and I bring you treats and you smack them away. It's okay.
Man, that potato salad yesterday was so good. Oh my God, I'm dreaming about it.
It was pretty good. It had some mustard to it, huh?
How was
I think
cookie?
It had eggs in it.
Yep.
It did have eggs.
Oh, it was just so good. Oh, the cookie was great.
The cookie was good. And Rocco, you had a cookie today too, right?
Let's just sit here. I'm waiting for later, but okay. I'm getting kind of hungry. Maybe good
at, you guys are good at tempering your eating.
Have to be.
I don't know if it's just the news run and gun thing, but man, if I see something, I eat it. Boom.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Speaking of food, the Choco Taco. Now, listen, I know you're all sick and tired of us talking about Choco Tacos, because yes, Klondike decided that they were going to stop making them. Not enough people were buying them. They needed to like funnel their energy into their other products, Klondike bars and such, to keep up with demand. Well, listen, folks, turns out it might not be a permanent removal.
Oh, so we just totally
talked about it for 2 weeks.
Became alarmist. That's too bad.
They definitely did send out the message into the world that, hey, we are not going to make this anymore. But apparently, the company got bombarded by people saying, no, don't do this. This can't happen. You know what's funny is I think the people who are most upset about them stopping making the Choco Taco are also the people who haven't eaten the Choco Taco in like a decade. Or more.
Or are the people upset about it just made up like the rest of the story?
I don't even know what it looks like. Let me Google. What is it? A Choco Taco?
Because my kid's been to like 2 ice cream trucks in the last couple weeks and they've had plenty of Choco
tacos. That looks good. It's like,
good.
That looks so good. It's like a waffle cone in the shape of a taco.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Choco on the ice cream. So it's...
So we've been talking about this story for like 2 weeks, and this is the first time you've looked at it.
I've never seen it in my life until this very moment, correct?
She's a professional.
Okay. She really is.
Oh.
She is.
But listen, here's the news. So it might come back because, look, the company said the following. The overwhelming support for Choco Tacos, this is the company saying this, has certainly made us reconsider our long-term plans. The Klondike team working on a plan to bring it back. It might take some time. And there's no definite timeline for bringing the Choco Taco back, but it did say that it's going to try to, you know, in the meantime, at least bring it back enough so that like ice cream trucks can have it in the coming years.
Love it.
So it maybe not is going away forever. It's just taking a little Choco Taco nap.
And this is made by Klondike.
Klondike, yeah.
I had no idea. This thing has come up on our show. I guess I didn't zone in on Klondike.
Yeah, you do enough.
Good for you.
I thought it was
you put together the grid. You don't need to actually pay attention to the things in the grid
or what anyone else is saying.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Thanks, guys.
Love ya.
I guess I just didn't. You know, that was yours and Steve's bit.
I don't care about the Choco Taco either.
But it's some people do, you know. They heard you and they might bring it back.
All right.
There you go. Okay. Broadway musicals. Speaking of.
Yes.
Chicago running on Broadway still, of course, New York City. The role of Roxy Hart, right, in the Broadway production is soon going to be held by the very first ever transgender person.
Oh.
Angelica Ross. who's from the show Pose, if you watch that. She is set to make her big Broadway debut in the show Chicago as Roxy Hart. Yeah, and it's going to be great.
That's cool.
She was also in American Horror Story 1984, that episode, so if you saw, or that one, if so if you saw that series, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Season, right, is what right, I'm right. looking for. Yeah, it's going to be right there at the Ambassador Theater in New York. So how cool is that?
That's really cool. I think we're coming a long way.
Yes.
Because wasn't the first Barbie doll for Laverne Cox?
Yes.
Was the first transgender inspired Barbie, mm-hmm. which I think is fantastic to just have representation all around.
Broadway's slowly, you know, opening its arms. This one article says here from ABC News, opening its arms to transgender actors, you know.
That's great.
In 2018, RuPaul's Drag Race star Peppermint became the first openly trans woman to originate a principal role on Broadway. That was the show Head Over Heels. And so, yeah, we're seeing more and more of this. But, yeah, I mean, everyone knows it. A lot of people know the show Chicago and Roxy Hart. And so, yeah. So
okay, that's
Angelica
awesome.
Ross going to take that position. Cool.
When does that start? Do you know? I always like to know these things because when I go home.
Oh, you're on the way. Beginning September 12th at the Ambassador Theater in New York. Would you like me to give you the phone number for tickets?
No, I think I'm okay. Thank you. You okay. are a very resourceful person, and I appreciate that.
I've decided that, you know, I have the suit on and everything. I mean, I kind of look the part. I've decided that I am your concierge.
Thank you.
Your life concierge.
Yeah, when you go home.
Yeah, what do you need me to do?
Are you going to take a nappy nap? Because it's Friday.
Yeah. And I'm barely hanging on, if you can't tell everybody.
Oh, it's okay. Now, are you... Yeah. Do you put on your jammies and lay on the couch? Or do you go? No, I'm just curious. Are you going to go in your bed?
I'm a full blown bed napper.
Me too.
Blinds closed, fans on,
correct,
air conditioning.
Me too.
And can I just say, I'm going to have a moment. These people who can quote unquote nap for 15 minutes? Who are you?
Oh, you know who I don't get? The people who can nap for 3 or 4 hours.
Well, no, that's me. I consider
a nap like maybe an hour or less.
Or two. Or an hour and a half, two hours is... And okay. I know it's like not really a nap, but these people... I can't even start to get my brain to remotely downshift in 15 minutes.
You're right.
Let alone have rejuvenating sleep. That's... garbage.
You're right.
Whatever. Two hours minimum. Sorry. I'm just sticking my guns.
All right. Ding! Your tuna melt is ready.
Musicals!
what's your name? DJ Rock Lobster?
Sure.
That sounds right. He's going to have a dirt alert coming up, and we'll talk some movie news. We'll talk some Twitter news. All coming right up.